A big event is coming to downtown Sulphur Springs on Saturday, May 23rd during Memorial Day weekend. City Community Development Coordinator Brandy Sharp tells us about Red, White, and Brews.
Well, we have a very big event coming up very soon, right? Later this month.
Yes, Red, Whites, and Brews, May 23rd, Saturday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. We'll have professional wine judges from California here to conduct wine tastings and pairings. We have 12 Texas wineries that'll be here, and we'll have craft beer available at Bayou Jack's, Muddy Jake's, and Lou Viney's also, and they're all Texas beers.
All right. This is kind of new, right? We've never...
Yes, this is our first time to do this, and this is a free event. All purchases will be made from the consumer to the winery. Mm-hmm. And then you can purchase the beer directly from the restaurant.
There'll be some entertainment, some bands playing.
Yes, we'll have some live jazz music. It'll be a lot of fun.
Uh-huh. And mainly the craft beer will be at those places you named. You go into the various... businesses to get those, right?
Yes, they'll be letting people taste the beers outside the restaurants, and they can go inside and purchase what beers that they want.
And then the wine activity will be more like on the square, right?
Yes, at the downtown plaza.
All right. So have you been working on this? Has this been a project for you?
Yes, I have been working very hard on this.
What kind of things have you had to do?
Ordering merchandise. We are going to have some free cups available. We're going to have some beer mugs for sale.
Oh, really?
Yes, just coordinating the whole event.
That's a big project, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's my first big one, actually.
All right. You looking forward to it?
Yes, I'm really excited about it. I think it's a great thing to bring to downtown Sulphur Springs. So it's new. I'm excited about it. I never imagined we would have something like that in my hometown. So I'm excited.
Make sure the weather cooperates, right?
Yes, let's pray it does not rain.
KSST News.